WSU first began researching cannabis in 2011, even before the state of Washington legalized marijuana use. Now it's officially created a program that will focus on cannabis. About 100 scientists and staff members are part of what the university is officially calling the Center for Cannabis Policy Research and Outreach. It's led by College of Medicine professor Michael McDonald, who says some of the work done by the center will focus on medical uses.
Research that looks at the impact or the use of cannabis by pregnant women, or work that we're doing to look at whether or not in a medical setting, people who use cannabis have better pain outcomes.
McDonald says the center will also continue work done by other WSU researchers who are exploring public policy and safety angles.
And with that team, both focused on roadside detection and really helping law enforcement detect potentially intoxicated drivers who are using cannabis.
Other fields of investigation look at the economics of cannabis, like industry taxation and workplace issues. From WSU's traditional agri-search angle, faculty members are looking at industrial hemp and how it can be used for textiles, food, and fiber, as well as CBD extraction for medical use. McDonald says cannabis research is still in a tricky place. Marijuana possession and use is still illegal according to federal law. So while there are many types of cannabis products sold legally in Washington, federal law has required that researchers get their cannabis samples from just a few authorized producers.
So we're not able to study the cannabis that's being sold in the marketplace in Washington State. We have to study a different cannabis that's produced by these manufacturers.
The WSU Center is collaborating with ag researchers at other schools, including Oregon State and the University of California at Davis, in efforts to improve hemp germplasm. It's also developed a partnership with the Puyallup Tribe on the use of medicinal marijuana for pain management. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.